And then when Mr. and Mrs. had their four or five children there, they installed this carbide lighting system, and it was good, but it was also a treacherous system.
Mm-hmm. Dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
When did you finally get electricity?
In 1940.
Okay. And what would they use to what would they use to screw in to the sockets? What would they use?
Oh, they use light bulbs.
Okay, same thing we use now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
I was wondering, especially when y'all were out maybe having to drive herd the sheep stuff, you'd have to sleep outside?
The men would.
What would they sleep on?
Well, they generally had tents.
Okay.
And slept in tents and had mattresses on, maybe a pair of springs on the ground.
Okay. Did they ever have a name for a bed on a bed that was made up on the floor? Would you ever hear it called a pallet?
Oh, I've heard the name pallet, but I don't ever remember our men calling
okay.
them pallets.
Okay. Did they
just throw some hay on the ground and
throw
the canvas up and in the tent or maybe out on the south side and just use hay for a mattress covered up with the canvas and put your bed on the top of the canvas.
Okay. Did they have a name for a big rough blanket that you might use when you were sleeping or other kinds of bedding? Was there a general name?
Well, there could have been, but I don't remember.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word Sugan, Sugan?
No, I never did.
Okay.
I wouldn't even know what they were talking about.
How would you pronounce that? Is that the way you would pronounce it? Sugan?
Sugan?
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
What would you sleep on at night, put your head on? Was there something?
We'd have a pillow.
Uh-huh. And what would you put over that to protect it?
Pillow slip.
Okay. Were those ever made out of, like, flour sacks?
Oh, my goodness. Flour sacks or feed sacks? When we raised chickens and sold eggs, and we bought that feed, and we'd bleach out those sacks. It had to be bleached out and make pillow slips. And I've worn lots of panties that my mother made for me out of flour sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Little petticoats.
Mm-hmm. Just, you didn't throw anything away, did
oh,
you?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Best of all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And you took care of them,
yeah.
Believe me.
Did the flour sacks have floral designs on them to make them look pretty?
Some of the feed sacks did, but the flour sacks usually were just white with them. They used to have the Durango flour. It was manufactured, ground, and made here in Durango.
Mm.
And it was the Durango Best, and that's about all they had on it was Durango Best. I can't remember any other.
Did you ever have a name for them besides feed sacks? Do you ever call them anything else besides a feed sack? Do you ever call them a gunny sack or a tow sack?
Oh, well, a gunny sack and a feed, and the feed sacks that we're talking about are different.
Okay, what is the difference?
The gunny sack is made of loosely woven material. It's like, would it be a hemp?
Burlap.
Burlap. Mm-hmm. And it's loosely woven.
Mm-hmm.
And the feed sacks were
just
usually
a burlap bag.
Mm-hmm.
They made them whatever size they needed. They made it by a real large bag to put wool in.
Okay. So they would have called it a burlap bag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or just a gunny sack.
Okay.
Your wool bag would be a wool bag.
Okay. And the thing that you would have worn in the kitchen to keep your clothes clean? So you
aprons.
Would, okay.
And I still do.
Okay. And can you remember the first time you got one of those machines when you can watch news programs on and
a television?
Yeah.
Yes, and I can remember the old clunker we got.